She just wants to make cakes and run a business guided by her faith. But hostile Oregon officials want to destroy everything she's worked for. You want to know the best way to keep up with these conversations? If you go to FirstLibertyLive.com, look for the subscribe button at the top, kind of a tealish blue color. Click on that, and we will send you a notification every time that we have a new episode coming out so you don't miss a thing. Remember, subscribe to FirstLibertyLive.com, and we'll keep you updated. Hey, Stephanie Taub is senior counsel with us here at First Liberty Institute. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Stuart.
It's good to
Thanks
see
for
you.
Having me on.
Oh, it's good to have you here. I always enjoy talking to you. We recently had a major development in the case involving Aaron and Melissa Klein. We're going to unpack what just happened. But first, for people who are new to this, who may not have heard about it, or it's been a while since we've talked about it, would you give us just a quick refresher on what this case is all about?
So this is a case that has been percolating through the court system for quite a long time. It actually started 9 years ago now, a little bit over 9 years, in which a small family-owned bakery run by Melissa and Aaron Klein was fined $135,000 for not creating a custom wedding cake for a same-sex wedding because of their religious beliefs. So they've been fighting for over 9 years now for their First Amendment rights, and actually for a principle, a First Amendment principle that really would protect all Americans. They're fighting for the right of everyone, especially all artists, not to be forced to create a message that they disagree with.
So, and to underscore this, this is a First Amendment case through and through because it's religious freedom. It's about the freedom not to make an expression, to have someone force you to make an expression you don't want to make, which comes under free speech. This is all about the First Amendment.
That's exactly right. So they're fighting for the right to, for free speech for all and for the right to operate your own business consistent with your religious beliefs. And they have, for the past 9 years, the state of Oregon has been going after them in up to and including this $135,000 fine, which was so much that it ended up shutting down their Gresham, Oregon bakery, Sweet Cakes by Melissa.
All right. Now, let's bring it up to the present. We just had a major development in the case. We got a ruling finally from the Oregon Court of Appeals. They took 2 years to hand this down. We've been waiting and waiting and waiting. We finally heard back. Unpack that for us. What did they say?
Yeah, so this is a ruling that came out a few weeks ago. The Oregon Court of Appeals recognized that the Oregon Bureau of Labor and Industries was biased against Aaron and Melissa Klein and their religious beliefs. So they showed that there was unconstitutional anti-religious hostility here that the Kleins endured. And because of that, they struck the $135,000 damage award. But there's a catch. They decided to give the agency a do-over and sent the case back down to the agency to recalculate the damage award.
So, and what I'm hearing there is they said, okay, we're going to set that aside, but you're still wrong somehow, some way, and we're going to fine you something in the future. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, so they tried to have their cake and eat it too. So what's really amazing is that they found that there was this anti-religious hostility that they didn't abide by the First Amendment's protection for religious individuals against anti-religious hostility. They were not neutral. So that the term that they used was not neutral and violated the Constitution. And so this means that they were hostile to the client's religious beliefs. They were biased against the client's religious beliefs. And you know that the Oregon State Court did not want to make this finding, and they wouldn't have made the finding unless it was extremely clear that they were that the Oregon agency that was prosecuting the case, that was judging the case, that was the jury in the case, effectively, was biased against Aaron and Melissa. And so that's a huge ruling that this agency was biased. But we think that this bias infected the whole case. And so the whole case should have been thrown out. I mean, this has been going on for over 9 years now. And so the court was trying to somehow say that this case could continue in the lower courts, that it only infected part of the case. But it's just not conceivable. If you look at what actually happened, if you looked at how this agency, which is prosecutor, judge, and jury, was biased, That should have been the end of the case.
And here's the part I couldn't believe. So they say effectively that the Bureau of Labor and Industries was hostile toward Aaron Melissa. So here's how we're going to fix this. We're going to send you back to the Bureau of Labor and Industries. That doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Right. And how can the clients trust that they're going to be given a fair hearing this time around if the court has already acknowledged that the Bureau was biased against you the first time?
So what happens next? What's First Liberty going to do? Where do we go from here?
So we are appealing this decision to the Oregon Supreme Court and then to the United States Supreme Court if necessary. No, everyone's entitled to a fair trial and a fair hearing, and this anti-religious hostility, that finding should have ended the case.
All right. I know people are probably wondering, because this has been going on for a long time. The state said a lot of mean things about Aaron and Melissa, and individuals in Oregon have as well. How are they doing? How are they getting along in the midst of all this?
Well, they're holding up. It's been a long journey, but they have left the state of Oregon, and they are currently now in Montana rebuilding their life.
All right. Anything else before I let you go? Anything you'd like to share to sum this up?
Well, we'd really encourage anyone who's interested in following the case to go to firstliberty.org. We are going to continue to fight for the First Amendment rights of Aaron and Melissa, and really of all Americans, to not be forced to send a message that you disagree with.
Stephanie, I know you've put a lot of hours yourself into this case. You've been with it for a long time. Thank you for the work that you do. It's important work, and we appreciate you.
Thank you, Stuart.
All right. Aaron and Melissa will never, ever get a bill from First Liberty Institute. That's how we work. We're a nonprofit religious freedom law firm, but our clients never get a bill from us. The only way that we're able to do that is because of people just like you who care about these issues as much as we do. If this case resonates with you and cases like this speak to your heart, would you please consider supporting the work that we do so that we can continue doing this important work on behalf of the clients and our other clients. If you go to firstlibertylive.com, there's a big red give button up at the top of the page. Just click that. It's quick and easy. And we appreciate, let me just say in advance, we appreciate your gift. And thank you in advance from all of us here at First Liberty Institute. Next week, we have a very special episode. We're going to be going to Bremerton, Washington to talk to Coach Joe Kennedy. You'll want to hear the stories that he has to share. You will appreciate them. It will give you some insight into his life that you may not have had before. We will see you next week right here on First Liberty Live.